Welcome, everyone, to How to Start a Podcast Live and this special live stream session on live streaming your podcast with John and Ronnie from the Podbean team. Podcast live streaming is the latest evolution in podcasting, and we're about to dive into how you can use this growing medium to interact with your audience, create another stream of revenue, and record your podcast with live episodes and events. We'll also be giving away a Shure MV7 mic at the end of this session, so make sure to stay tuned to the end. For those of you who may be joining us for the first time, How to Start a Podcast Live is a live streamed event with sessions like this one, featuring top podcasters and podcasting experts from around the world, together here on our live stream platform, Podbean Live, as we dive into production, promotion, editing, audience growth, live streaming, and more. You can replay any of the panels on the How to Start a Podcast Live podcast channel and download the Podbean app and follow the channel here to receive notifications in real time about all the live streams and replays from the week. Feel free to post any questions for our experts during the session in the chat box of our live stream. We do ask that you keep it on topic for the session. And if you have any questions for the team at Podbean or about the platform, send those by email to support@podbean.com. How to Start a Podcast Live is brought to you by Podbean. We're a podcast hosting and monetizing platform and home to over 500,000 podcasts. And you can easily start a podcast at podbean.com or from our app within minutes. We offer something for every podcaster and show, with options ranging from a free account to multiple show hosting to our enterprise platform for businesses. And we also offer various podcast creation, monetization, and engagement tools. Head over to podbean.com to start your podcast today. And if you use the code POD now, you'll get your first 30 days free. That's PODNOW to get your first 30 days of hosting for free. If you haven't registered yet, do it right now. Do it right in this moment at podcastweek.live/start. That's podcastweek.live/start. As we've teamed up with our friends at Shure, and we'll be giving away a Shure MV7 microphone to one of our registered attendees in this session. It's the one we've all been waiting for, folks. So, and now we're going to hand it off to John and Ronnie from our team here to begin. Welcome.
Sure. Thank you so much for having me. Thanks for everybody for joining Podbean. And thank you for having the opportunity to join us for all 3 days of this. Yeah, it's been really great to be part of it. It's been really great to listen to all the great speakers. And it's great to be hosting this with you, Ronnie.
Oh, absolutely. I'm really excited to talk about, you know, the ins and outs of live streaming for all of our fantastic guests here.
Absolutely. Now, when we think about podcast live streaming, you know, we often, especially us here talking from Podbean perspective, we often think of the podcast as we record our podcast. It's this audio medium or video medium, depending what you do, if you do both, or even if you do one or the other. We upload it, somebody is able to engage and listen to the podcast, but the engagement can only go so far with a podcast. When you take your podcasting to the next level by introducing live streaming, I think there's a lot of new opportunities that you might not get with just standard podcasting. And we're going to talk about some of those today. We're going to talk about the idea of social audio. We're going to talk about the idea of why podcasting can be a great tool for you to grow your podcast. And I want to start off with, first and foremost, one of the reasons that we always go to, which is live streaming feeds the hunger for conversation. And I think a lot of us, especially in the 2020, 2021 time, I think a lot of us can say that, you know, it's been difficult for us to meet in person for different conventions, different conferences, and just different things in general. But I think live streaming has really been able to develop that. Ronnie, what do you think about the ability of live streaming and how it can feed that hunger for conversation?
Absolutely. So one thing that some people really, they think about it, but they don't like think too hard about it, is the fact that podcasting as a medium is already very close between like whoever's creating it and the audience, simply just based on the fact that there's like a short turnaround time. You create your episode and within like a week or two, you're posting it. So you're already getting that, you know, close to immediate feedback. But when it comes to live streaming, you take that already thin barrier between the podcast host and the podcast audience, and you basically just throw it out the window. Because now with live streaming, you have the ability to interact in a more real-time setting. And in doing that, you're really feeding into, you know, people's desire and people's hunger to have, you know, a level of interaction where there's not really like, oh, I sent a tweet and I have to wait, you know, 20 minutes or 2 days to get a response. It's I type something in the chat, somebody responds to me right away. I, you know, call in and I interact with somebody like through voice and I get like that immediate response. And humans have this thing called mirror neurons or empathy neurons that really allow us to connect with just each other on just a, you know, one by one or like a group by group basis. And so utilizing live stream really feeds into that empathy that people want to have with others around them. So you can connect better, you can empathize with each other better, and you can really foster the relationship between yourself and your audience.
And I think you bring up a lot of great points there. And even if we think about going to conferences live and we think about going to different gatherings, one thing that's great is that when you're in front of a person, when you're engaging with a person in the moment, there's a different kind of engagement that you get than just listening to a single audio or watching a single video. And being able to have that in the live streaming place is going to allow you to engage in that new way. We have a lot of podcasters on our platform who are already taking advantage of our live stream platform. So a lot of our live streamers already are very familiar with how they can engage in the moment. For podcasters that might not have tried this out yet, there's a lot of great benefits to live streaming. And what's awesome too is just like with podcasting, how you can connect with users from all across the globe. You can have listeners that are in completely different time zones listening to your content at different points during the day, during the month, during the year. During the live stream, you can have that same exact kind of feedback with your audience, except it happens right there in the moment. And I think that's really powerful. I think it's with live streaming, it gives you the ability to connect with people that you might not have the ability to in another way. And live streaming also allows for a deeper inclusive environment. You know, for a lot of us, we want to be able to go to different conferences. Some of us might not have the ability to. We want to go and engage with other people in our community and in our given topic. We might not be able to for one reason or another. And Ronnie, I think you'd agree that live streaming gives everybody the ability to be part of that just as if they were in person.
Absolutely. Even before, you know, quarantine hit and whatnot, there were people who would want to go to conferences, want to attend events, but they couldn't for some reason or another, such as they didn't have the funds for it. Maybe they were immunally compromised. So even so, being around groups of people wasn't like the best idea. Or maybe they had other things that they had to take care of at home, such as a family, pets, anything like that. And we have seen that throughout, you know, the past year and a half, as we started to do more like online events, more things from home, the people that have been housebound for any reason, you know, some reason or another, actually started to feel more included in things because there were more online opportunities to engage with, you know, their favorite medium or just different communities around the world. And so live stream really gives you the opportunity to really keep reaching out to those people that can't come to in-person events or, you know, anything like that. So you make sure that they know that they are still welcome in your community.
And with live streaming also, you have this ability that's built into, especially our platform here, the ability to record your content remotely, right? So what does that really mean? Let's say you have an interviewee. Let's say you have someone that you want to co-host your podcast and they're somewhere else in the globe. Or let's say that you have a guest that you want to bring onto your show. Or even in general, let's say that you, in the moment, want to start a live stream to speak about something that's going on, that's important and that's time sensitive. You can go ahead, pick up your phone, and just in the moment, you can live stream your content to your audience, or you can do what we call our unlisted version of the live stream, in which you can record your podcast and only people who have the link have access to the live stream. That could be whoever you decide to send it to. If you just want to use Podbean live stream to record your podcast remotely, you can do that too, just you and the live stream. And I think that with that feature set, you're thinking about the way that you can converse with everybody, as we've been talking about. You're thinking about how you can engage your audience, but it also serves another purpose. It serves a way for you to actually record and create your content. I think that's really important too. You know, there's so many different points on when you want to create a podcast. Maybe you have this spark of inspiration, and you say, I want to record my thoughts right now in the moment, and I want to put this out. you can use something like Livestream to record your podcast remotely. And this goes for most live streaming platforms. There's the ability for you to record remotely. The thing with Podbean Livestream is that it's done right from your phone and it's audio only. So it also takes away a lot of the hardware that you might need for other sorts of live streaming. But one thing I like to touch on also is live streaming is a way to grow, as we speak about. With growth, with developing your podcast, also comes the ability to monetize your podcast, make money with your podcast. Whether we're talking about live streaming, whether we're talking with some of our live streaming veterans, or whether we're speaking with podcasters who are new or have been in the game for a while, one of the biggest questions we get is, how can I make money with my podcast? I see things about advertising, and advertising is great, but maybe you're a podcast that's just starting. And when we talk about that, live streaming gives people the ability to create income for their podcast by way of donations. And I think when we take all of the things that Ronnie was just speaking about here, and we think about engagement, the monetization opportunities with live stream become a big way that podcasters can fund their podcast. What say you, Ronnie?
Absolutely. But there are always questions like, oh, why would somebody donate to a live stream person? Or why would somebody donate to someone who's just, you know, sitting there talking? And what people don't understand is that donating is in and of itself a very altruistic act, because people do it because they want to see, or they want to contribute to somebody's success, or they just want to help out whoever they're listening to. But at the same time, in doing so, they also get that fun little shot of, oh, hey, I did something good and I'm getting attention for it now. Because as they donate, the live streamer is usually like, oh, hey, thank you for donating, I appreciate it. And they give that person individual attention. And so leaning on that fact, knowing that people who donate are people who want to get that attention, wanting to get that attention, that's something to consider as, you know, you go through your live streams. As people donate, say, hey, thank you so much. And they'll probably come back and keep donating.
Yeah, and it talks to the idea of what we can call a super fan of a podcast, right? There are lots of different ways that you can monetize a podcast, and there are lots of ways to engage. But some of the most engaged people in your audience, whether it's on a live stream or your podcast, the people that are going to help you grow your podcast are your super fans, are your dedicated listeners. And when you have an opportunity for them to help you financially grow with your podcast, creating merchandise is a fantastic thing that you can do. Creating outlets to where people can purchase your products is great, but being able to host live streams and keep these live streams going, or even just to do a live stream every now and again, these will give, in the moment, your most dedicated listeners and your most engaged fan base the ability to continue to help you monetize your podcast also. We also talk about this idea of an impulse buy, which is basically what we're covering here. You know, in the moment, sometimes think about if you go to a store, think if you're looking on one of these big purchasing platforms, you know, you see an item and sometimes you might not want the specific item that's in front of you, but then there's another two or three things that are recommended to you. You know, it's a little bit like that, where you're hearing someone speak on the live stream, and maybe through a couple of different points of conversation, maybe through a couple of the different topics that are going on, you find one topic that hits you in that special way. And you find that, hey, this is somebody that you want to continue to help grow their podcast, and you can come in, you can inspire that impulse buy there.
Yeah, I have to say this does happen to me quite an awful lot, just because my favorite example of this is, I have a friend who does live streams, and she live streams herself sewing, and she's a really great artist. She works in animation on the side, but she does sewing like for 90% of her income, and she does it through various different live streaming channels. And when people donate on her channel, she has like one particular plush, and she'll just kind of like dance around and say, oh, thank you so much for donating. And it's like, you see that and you're like, yeah, I want to participate in that. And I got so many times, John.
But I think that speaks to it, because again, not only are you donating to them, and like you said, there's something in you that's saying, I'm helping support you, but they're also calling you out. So you've even deeper become part of this, part of the ecosystem there. And I think that's extremely important. So even on the other side of it, if you are running a live stream and you're receiving donations, make sure that your fans know that you're seeing that. The more live you can be in the live stream, the more interactive you can be, and the more you can engage your audience that is engaging with you, the more you'll be able to see that connection and the more you can really take advantage of that monetization opportunity that live streaming provides. So we've talked a lot about ways to monetize, we've talked about ways to develop, but what are some of the ways that people can use live streaming to their advantage? Now, there's a lot of different ways, right? So we're going to break down a few of the different ideas that people that we've seen have used live streaming for and really kind of dive into what each of these can offer and how you can insert them into your podcast as well. So the first one that we talk about here is you can use a live stream to host special events, right? Think about this. If you have your podcast that you're putting out weekly or many times during the week, however often you release your content, let's say for special events, let's say you are a sports podcast and you want to highlight big games, right? You can create exclusive invite-only events for your most dedicated fans and listeners. I think that creating awareness around a specialty for your live stream is something that can really help build an audience for your podcast. Because what you do is you start letting people know that here's the content that is coming out all the time, your regular podcast, right? Your standard podcast content that you put out. But the live stream starts to feel special. It's like a pay-per-view event in a way. If you want to use that as an example, you can make these live streams feel like they're must-see, can't miss. You can create hype around people being able to call in. You can create hype around big milestones. You know, if you have a podcast that is hitting a milestone coming up, you say you're on episode 500, you can say for episode 500, we're also going to do a coupling live stream. And I think that can really add a lot of great ideas to growing your podcast. Ronnie, what do you think?
Absolutely. And it doesn't even have to be like, you know, the ultimate big event of like, oh, 500 episodes. It can be like, oh, hey, I hit 60 episodes. I hit 100 episodes. I hit 105 episodes. It can be whatever, you know, milestone you want it to be. And it's a great way, once again, to just kind of include people in more. God, sorry, my words aren't just not coming out that great. It's a great way to bring your audience in more on your content so that they feel more like they are a part of what's happening instead of you just creating content and putting it out there for them to enjoy.
Yeah, absolutely. And for those of you who might be familiar with who I am, I always bring up wrestling and podcasts and things of that nature. But I think that, you know, there's a lot of great models for that. So they have, a lot of these companies have monthly pay-per-views, right? So if you say, for example, that you're going to cover on your normal podcast, the regular, the TV-based wrestling content, and then when those pay-per-views come, you do a live stream that's in the moment talking about that. These companies are building a lot of traffic towards that big event, meaning that you can also couple that traffic to your live stream, that in the moment where, okay, this is the one day out of the month where the shows happen on a different day. This is where all the stories culminate. You can get a lot of engagement on a live stream by really piggybacking on the hype for those special events. So I think that there's a lot of different opportunities for people to use live streaming as special events. Now, also, you can use live streams, I'll put it like this, if you want to do the reverse of what podcasters are looking to do, where they're releasing just normal content, right? They're releasing their standard podcast per week. You can create your live stream to be a live only show, meaning that reverse the podcast live stream dynamic. You know, your shows are exclusively live stream experiences. So every week, let's say on Wednesday at 8 p.m., you're going live with your live stream. And that's the way that you engage with your audience. That's your modus operandi, and that's your brand. You know, you can create that hype around this anything can happen element. That's why a lot of people like live streaming too. It's in the moment. You don't know what can happen. A lot of it is very raw, very engaging, and very honest in that moment. So I think you can also reverse engineer the podcast live stream relationship that we talked about earlier and have your content be simply a live stream. And then maybe what you can do is you can create digital content. You can create other content that is then for people to engage with in another way. You can take the content for your live only show and put it out as a podcast episode after the fact. Or you can say that you, let's say, have a live stream that's your main go-to, and then you can create podcast content that's pre-recorded, that maybe that's premium content, maybe that's patron-based content. And on your live stream, you can promote that. You can tell people, hey, if you like what we have going on in the live stream, check out some of the other content. Another way that you can use to monetize your podcast. when we're talking about live streaming, again, if it's a live only show, this is an opportunity for you to frequently invite guest hosts on, even build more hype around that anything can happen element, right? You can say, I'm going to have a brand new person come on every week to my show, or every live stream, I'm going to have a brand new guest. Even then, every live stream that you do, you can invite people to call in as well. So if you create your brand to be a live experience all the time, you're even going to drive more hype, more engagement to your live stream. Ronnie, any thoughts?
Absolutely. So studies show that live things, whether it's being, you know, live streamed through your phone, live streamed, you know, through your desktop, they tend to inspire a lot more emotion and a lot more response than things that people might be visiting after the fact. So that's definitely something that you can utilize when it comes to your live streaming, because that's where you're really going to get that emotional response from your audience. So maybe there might be a couple different things that don't always suit, you know, live streaming best, like if you're doing a fiction-based podcast or, you know, something that requires a script that's going to be moving around and, you know, creating rustling for your microphone to pick up. Maybe it's not for the best, but I feel like even then, any podcast, no matter what topic you're covering, how you're covering it, can use that to increase the engagement for their podcast through a live stream.
Yeah, absolutely. And if we think of the different kinds of podcasts, in our first session of the How to Start a Podcast section here, we discussed about time-sensitive versus evergreen content, right? Evergreen content being content that people can come back to and receive the same amount of value out of months, years down the line, and time-sensitive content, which is really based on content that's coming out now, and it's that in-the-moment content. You could use your live stream simply for the time-sensitive based content, and you can create the pre-recorded podcast that you release on your RSS feed, for an example, for the evergreen content. So I'm using it as an example of you can monetize that content. You don't necessarily have to, but let's say your live stream might be shorter content. Your pre-recorded podcast can be longer content. If you think about the ways that you can really leverage live streaming in your workflow, you can create it in any way to be an exclusive opportunity for people to interact and grow with your podcast here. Now, another use case that we talked about earlier is using live stream to remote record your content. You know, you can use your live streaming platforms as the main primary way that you record your podcast content. What's great about the live stream platform also is the ability to remote invite co-hosts and interviewees extremely easily. Usually all you need to do is using the Podbean app, for an example, you just go ahead and you download the Podbean app, create a free username and password, and you can access the live stream. So in that way, it makes it even easier in terms of all the different solutions that are out there to be able to record engaging content and record content on the fly, on the go, which is going to make your content that much more engaging as well that you put out. When we think about live streaming also, there's a lot of different costs that are associated with sometimes, you know. The thing with live streaming that's great, especially using Podbean, is it's a cost-effective, high-quality remote recording solution. Really, at the end of the day, all you need is a mic and a headset. Most of our people are speaking here, really, with whatever headset came with their phone or maybe an upgraded version. But in general, the majority of our speakers throughout these different panels are using the headset that came with their device that has the microphone built into it. You could definitely expand on that if you want. You can use microphones that are a little bit more professional sounding, right? You can use things like that, but don't think that you need to break the bank on this. You know, there's a lot of really great content that can come out simply using a headset with a microphone. And when you remote record, you can broadcast your content live as we're speaking about. The content that we are doing for these 3 days of panels are going to be released as episodes as well. But you could broadcast it live to a public-facing audience, or you can set your live streams for unlisted, meaning that the content that you record or the content that you're live streaming in that moment is not going to a public audience. It's only going to people that you've shared the link with. If you share the link with nobody and you're just using it as your recording solution of choice, then you can absolutely do that too. Ronnie and I have had multiple conversations about some of these different use cases, and the remote recording is one that we see happen pretty frequently for people who are on the go.
Absolutely. Like if, for example, you're at a conference, you know, back when, you know, conferences were a thing that you could attend to in real life as a person, if you're going to a conference and you're trying to, you know, create an episode and maybe, you know, you have a guest that you wanted to interview who couldn't make it to the conference, or maybe your co-host is at another conference and you guys are trying to meet up with each other, you know, to talk about your guys's differing experiences, you can easily use the unlisted feature within the live stream platform to just, you know, remote record your episode all right there. So you don't have to worry about, oh, hey, I'm going to record my end, you're going to record your end, and then we'll mash it together at some point. It's all just right there.
And again, with just really having to deal with the audio component side of it, it once again removes one of the barriers for you to be recording your podcast. You know, when we record our best work and when we produce our best content, a lot of it is either A, spur of the moment, or B, things that we've put time into and resources into. So the ability for us to remove as many little roadblocks as possible is extremely important for us creating our best content. And in that way, being able to remote record using something like Podbean Livestream is going to give you the ability to, in the moment or whenever you choose to, whenever you're ready, to be able to load up the app, record, and it makes it super easy, barely an inconvenience for you to be able to record your best content here. Now, everyone has joined us on Podbean Live over the last few days here. So I want to talk a little bit about Podbean Live. Many of you have joined us from the listening side here, but I want to talk about it from both the listening side and the hosting side here. So as we've talked about, Podbean Live gives you the ability to engage with your listeners in that new way, right? It gives you that two-way communication. It gives you that in-the-moment feedback ability. There's a lot of different facets of Podbean Live, which will break down that wall that podcasting might generally have with that one-way audio stream. We also have the ability for you to live stream from any mobile device, whether that's an iOS device, an Apple phone, or an Apple iPad, or from your desktop as well. Podbean Live runs right through your browser. So whether you're on a Windows computer or an Apple computer, all you have to do is create your Podbean account, and you can start a live stream for free right on the website there. And when we talk about that rewarding experience, the rewarding experience both comes by way of people donating to you and also being able to give back to your audience and engage with them in a way where they're not able to on a normal podcast. You know, that two-way communication, I'll keep bringing that up, that ability to hear someone and be able to give that in-the-moment feedback, that cannot be understated. A lot of people think about growing their podcast, and they think about advertising, they think about putting out into the world. But the other part of promoting your podcast is retention. And one of the biggest ways to retain an audience is to continue to engage with your audience. And live streaming gives you that ability in spades. And as we talked about, it's an easy way for you to remote record co-hosts and interviewees with ease. You know, all someone has to do is have the Podbean app. They can go ahead and be part of your live stream here. So there's a lot of different reasons why Podbean Live and how it gives you the ability to remote record also and gives you the ability to grow your podcast. One thing that I want to touch on also with the exclusive podcasting, Ronnie, I don't think we touched on it yet, was creating a live stream for example, patrons.
Oh, absolutely. If your podcast already utilizes a patron program, be it our patron program that's built into the platform or something like Patreon, this is definitely a great gift that you can give them, you know, every single month. Say, hey guys, we're going to do a patron only live stream, and, you know, make sure that only your patrons are allowed. So you know that they are valued in the way where you are giving them some more individual attention through the live stream. And you're also, you know, cultivating that community there too, since they're already, you know, patronizing your podcast there. I think that's the right word. My brain is just going pew right now. Sorry, it's 4:30 for me in the afternoon and I forgot to eat breakfast. So I'm just kind of like running on fumes here, but we're doing it. It's great. But you are making sure that you are reaching out to the people who are already supporting your podcast in, you know, that monetary way. And you're letting them know that you appreciate them for doing so and that you appreciate them being part of your podcasting community. And so once again, because podcast live streaming really takes away that barrier of, oh, hey, I sent them a comment on this, or I just listened to their podcast episode that they probably recorded, you know, a couple days ago or a couple weeks ago. You're really being in that moment with your patrons. So you are really, you know, engaging them on the same level that they are engaging you. And once again, just really cultivating that community.
And if you think of what a patron program is, right, you're creating specific content and you're creating a way for people to, again, engage with you in a way that's outside of the norm, for example. You know, if you're a content creator and you create a patron, what you're doing is you're saying, hey, here's a way to fund me. And my thank you is whatever tiers you're creating. Some people do a dollar tier, $5 tier. Some people have gone all the way up to 200, 1,000, whatever the case may be. But the patron programs allow you to be able to give even more back to your most dedicated fan base and your most dedicated listeners. And if we take live stream as an extremely engaging medium, you can partner these different solutions, which are meant to help bolster that relationship with your audience and create a lot of different ways for people to feel even more engaged with your content. We have a lot of podcasts that are engaging with their audience in, you know, different discussion boards, different sorts of live streams. And I think that the main rule of that can't be understated. The main rule is that if you have your standard content that you're putting out and you have even a, what people would consider a relatively small fan base, which another thing, never think that your fan base is small, never be ashamed of any of the numbers that you have. Again, you're doing your best work day to day. Always be proud of the work that you've put into your podcast, into your live stream, into anything that you're doing. Always be proud of that because you never know how that's going to translate with your audience, and your audience is along for the ride with you. So being able to produce a live stream like this is another way to give back to your audience to say, hey, you know what? Thank you so much for joining me. Thank you so much for being on this road with me. And if you have your content that you're putting out separately, if you have your original content, then using the live stream is that way for you to engage with the fans. The way I like to think about it too is think about a concert. A lot of the times when we see some of our favorite musicians, our favorite artists perform, they perform on stage. We're in awe with what they're doing in the moment. It's very much like listening to a record, except you're seeing it live. But every now and then, you'll have a band come down from the stage and not just go into the, you know, the green room and the back room and say, hey, that was a great show, and then go home. Sometimes you'll actually have these people come out into the audience and really engage with the people that have come to that concert. Sometimes they'll also even be at their merch table, and for a couple of dollars, you can go ahead and take pictures with them and things like that. Really get to talk to them, tell them how much the music has influenced you. So that, you know, using that as an example, you can think of yourself as a rock star. You know, you can think of yourself as that person that people are like, oh man, this person has really great content. I'd love to go ahead and be able to tell them what I think about their content. You know, I'd love to be able to interact with them. And I think that's really important. You know, as podcasters, once we start putting our voice out into the world, once we start putting our content in recordings into new eyes and ears, and once we start putting it out to the universe, you are in yourself becoming a bit of a public figure. So giving people the ability to really tell you how your content is affecting them, or really being able to show their passion for what you're doing through any sorts of donations, I think that's really powerful. We don't often think like that, but I think it's a really important thing to think about.
Yeah, and don't ever think like you're never going to get to that level, because for all you know, you're already at that level. I was at a conference once, and I wasn't there as like a guest. I was just there hanging out as an attendee, and I was waiting in line with somebody, and I happened to mention my podcast, and they're like, wait, oh my God, that's your podcast? And it was just so mind-blowing that this random person whom I had never met actually knew my content. So you might already be at that level of just like being that rock star, of being that person that people want to actively engage with more.
Something that I also find, kind of jumping on that too, that I find is really powerful is when you have people that know your content, and like you said, maybe you think that you're within this small bubble and you think that, you know, you're really just like no one knows about you yet. But then you go to these different conferences or you go somewhere and you tell somebody about the work that you've done. You tell them about your podcast and all of a sudden they go, oh my God, this is great. What's even, I think, more engaging sometimes too is when you have people that in the moment, for example, doing live stream, are able to say, oh yeah, you know, they're able to give their feedback in the moment. And then you go to these conferences and then you're able to create these relationships with people. You see these stories all the time with different content creators, with different podcasters, with different musicians, with different people in these different industries that say, you know, I was able to connect with X person, X fan, or somebody who's been with me since the beginning. One of my favorite comedians, Gabriel Iglesias, he went ahead and he, on one of his most recent specials, he had someone sitting in the front row that he said, listen, you guys have been with me since I was performing in garages and trying out new material. And this was way before he did Premium Blend or anything like that. But these are the kinds of relationships that you can establish with your long going content. And especially if you have things like live streams, for example, you're giving people more reasons to really engage with you in that way. You're building that relationship even deeper with your audience. And I think things like that can't be understated. You know, always remember that when you're doing these live streams, you're engaging with real people. You're hearing people's thoughts. They're hearing what you have to say. They're also kind of creating their opinions on things based on what you're saying. You're becoming an authority to them as well. So don't understate that. And live streaming is a great way for you to not only build the engagement and build your podcast, but it's also a great way to help you build your authority in the moment on the different topics that your podcast and live stream cover. So I think that there's a lot of different reasons for live streaming to be part of the workflow. Now, we often get asked also, who is live streaming for? Because if you think about a podcast, you think about a podcast as that one audio medium or that one video medium. And some people go, I don't know if I'm right for live streaming. Ronnie, who would you say live streaming is good for? What kind of people do you think would be the best to utilize live streaming?
I feel like everybody should give live streaming a go at least once because you never know how you're going to take to the medium because you're already, you know, kind of in the moment when it comes to podcasting. Once again, because of that short turnaround time, you're really more engaged with your audience than somebody who's maybe writing a book or creating a video game or, God forbid, making a movie, because those the turnaround times on those are ridiculous. Trust me, I know. So you're already kind of like in the moment with things because of, you know, the short turnaround time with your podcast. So you never know how your audience is going to really react and engage if you really take that barrier between you and them and just kind of, you know, pitch it to the side. Because at the end of the day, your podcast really is a tool to reach out to your audience, to engage with them on a topic that you're both passionate about. And so by utilizing live streaming, you're really giving them more of a chance to be passionate about that topic with you instead of just like watching you kind of do it on your own while listening to your podcast.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think we've had a lot of people over time who, you know, when you think about live streaming, and I bring up karaoke as an example, right? If you've ever been out to, you know, do karaoke with people you're close with, you know, you may have some people that are just ready to jump in and they go, you know what, I'm going to sing every song in this catalog. I'm ready. Let's do it. You may be, I know I am when it comes to karaoke, the person who's always just like, you know, like maybe I'll go after this song. And then 3 hours go by and I haven't sang and I'm still making I'm still like, you know, I'm not really, there hasn't been a song that I want to do. You may think that you're that kind of person where you say, you know what, I don't really know if I'm the person that can speak for X amount of time. I don't know if I'm the person that has that confidence. But I would venture to say that a lot of people who have taken that leap into doing live streaming find that not only are they people that, you know, really enjoy that, but they're people that thrive at it too. Because when you start doing this live streaming and you start having that engagement, I think it hits you in a different way. You know, when you're live streaming with people and getting that in the moment feedback, if you're being engaging and you're passionate about the content you're talking about and you're having a good time, you know, some of the live streams that are hosted on our platform, people are laughing, people are having a lot of fun, they're having a great time. That's infectious. And being able to, you know, share that with other people, it's just like in real life, in like the real world when you're in front of people. That kind of stuff can continue to be infectious. So I would say that it's worth everybody trying a live stream. You know, even if you try it once and you say, you know what, it might not be something I want to do, a lot of people can find ways. You'll probably be able to find a way to bring live streaming into your ecosystem. But even more than that, I think a lot of people end up enjoying live streaming because it becomes that two-way communication. Recording a podcast is great. Recording in your studio can be great, but even being able to communicate in the moment with people can be even better sometimes too, and it can be really gratifying.
Also, as a side note, John, I refuse to believe you're the one at karaoke that doesn't kind of dive into it. I feel like you're the one that actually hogs the microphone and doesn't let anybody else in, and we all just kind of sit there and go, okay, John.
I'll tell you what, once I sing the first song, maybe, but getting to that first song is, that's the difficult part for me. once I do that first song, I'm generally okay, but it'll take me a little bit to get that first song. Once I get that first song, I'm joining every song, just so y'all know.
So tune in for the next live stream, which is going to be Podbean Karaoke, where we make John sing for us because he's a professional musician, and I think it would be really fun.
Or if you see us at conventions and we want to do a Podbean Karaoke night, please, let's set it up.
Podbean sing-along. Just know that my music choice is random, and you all have to deal with it. Sorry.
There you go. So before we open it up to questions and give away this beautiful MV7 that is sitting to my right-hand side here, what are our closing thoughts on live streaming in general? I think that, you know, if we could give people advice on live streaming, what's one piece of advice, Ronnie, that you would give to people to inspire them to try live streaming?
I think that you want to remember that live streaming is something that you want to undertake because you know it's going to be a good time. You know, live streaming is supposed to be something that people tune into. They want to hear you, you know, enjoying yourself and having a good time. You want to put in that, you know, happy passion of, hey, I really like talking on this topic, or I really like engaging with people, and this is what I want to do. So really, you know, find a topic that you are really just like overjoyed to talk about. Find something that really just kind of makes you just start talking and not stop about, you know, whatever it is, and really dive into it with that. You know, there is a time and place for, like, if you're going to have a live show where you're just like, guys, you won't believe the time that I had at the airport and you want to rant about it. There are times and places for that. But, you know, starting off, just go ahead and dive into it with something that you really love talking about.
And even to that point too, you have the ability to bring those up in your live stream. Let's say your live stream is about something that doesn't have to do with sitting in the airport for, you know, 2 hours, right? You can still start off your live stream saying, hey, this is an experience that happened to me today, and just kind of riff on it for a couple of minutes. And people will be like, oh, yeah, you know, that's happened to me too. That's a really great way to break the ice. And for those who might be, you know, like we talked about, might not be comfortable initially jumping into a live stream, think of ways that you can break the ice for yourself and for the people there. You know, sometimes we could be very, very not high school prom, but like very eighth grade dance, where people are on different sides of the gymnasium there. And sometimes having that little icebreaker can help, you know, instead of just jumping right into the content, you can just say something that's more of a general statement like that. Hey, I had this experience that I want to tell you about it before we jump into, you know, our original and live stream content here. I had this happen. And you'd be surprised how that would break down the ice. Because the first time that someone drops that comment or, you know, calls in and says, oh, I had that experience too, it's crazy, they feel connected with you. And then you're into the content. Then you're into your best work. And from there, you have more people that are willing to engage. And again, once you have that first person engage, once you have people kind of talking with you, more people are willing and usually will be able to engage with your content and will be more more willing to have that speaking opportunity with you. So I think there's a lot of great reasons to live stream. I think there's a lot of really great tips that, you know, we've talked about here, and a lot of great reasons to live stream. If I had to go ahead and give a piece of advice for live streaming, yeah, jump in with both feet, try it, and see how you feel in your first live stream. I know that's really saying what you said, but if I had to give one other piece of, let's see, there's a lot of great things. I would say really think how you're going to run your live stream. That would be a big thing for me. Think about if you're going to make your content more live stream than podcast. Think about if you're going to have your live stream be supplemental to your podcast, because if you know how your live stream is going to fit into your ecosystem, then you can really make your live stream work for you. You know, if you know that it's going to be special event stuff, you can have a little bit more bombastic of a personality than maybe you do in your normal podcast. Maybe you have a different host of people on your live stream than you do on your original content. But really give some thought to how you yourself are going to use live streaming. And I think that's really going to, you know, set you apart from other people doing live streams. And that's going to make your content must see, can't miss, or must hear in the Podbean sector. So I want to go ahead and give it over to Norma Jean, see if we have any questions from our participants here today.
Yeah, I think we have a couple of questions. Yoram just asked, is the live stream episode part of my regular channel or must it be its own channel? No, it's part of your regular, it's part of your regular show. John, do you want to talk a little bit about that and the integration of a live stream and how we can just directly publish onto your podcast channel?
Yeah, definitely. So we'll go through a quick brief here. And we have a lot of literature and videos on this as well. So those might do a little bit more justice than I might hear. But in brief, and we'll go ahead and get that content to everybody. But in brief, you can run a live stream. Let's talk about mobile. If you go ahead and you open up the Podbean app, over on the top right-hand side, you're gonna go ahead and see a little microphone. If you click that, it's gonna give you the ability to record directly onto the Podbean app or to start a live stream right from your mobile device. And it's gonna say start live cast. If you're trying to start a live stream from your desktop, then you can go ahead up to the top right corner and where you see your avatar, you'll be able to start a live stream right from there. So with live streams, they're all accessible from within the Podbean ecosystem, either the Podbean iOS or Android app, or at the link that you can access via a browser and your listeners can access via the browser as well. So when people listen to your content, they're based in there. When people follow your show on the Podbean app, they'll be able to see your episodes, your live streams, and be notified when you have new content coming out. Let's say you rock this live stream and you go, you know what? I don't need to edit this. I just want to go ahead and release this once the live stream is finished as a podcast episode. From mobile, you can go ahead and you can upload it right to your Podbean channel as a new podcast episode. You can name it. You can give the episode a title. You can go ahead and add a description for it, and it gets published right into your RSS feed once you've live streamed. If you're doing this from your desktop, when you're in your live showroom panel, you'll be able to see that if you hit the actions button on the right-hand side, you'll be able to either download the recording and edit it in your recording software of choice, or click that publish episode button and it'll bring you through the episode wizard, which will allow you to once again name your episode, add descriptions, and insert a couple of different factors into your podcast before you publish it. But yeah, your live stream is extremely easy to publish, barely an inconvenience fee to do that. So yeah, that's one of the things there. So yeah, I hope that helps.
That definitely helps, John. And I think Yoram, who asked that question, made a follow-up comment and said, I can take my microphone, put it in stereo pattern, and interview someone and live stream from the app. Correct. Yeah, exactly.
Yep.
So, and that's what's so great about the technology. If you're hosting, you can obviously do it from a computer. But, you know, you can also just log into the app. And, I mean, we're doing this from around the world. We've had guests from Colombia, Australia, East Coast, West Coast. We have live stream events with people from the UK. You know, it's just, it runs the gamut. So it's pretty exciting. And, you know, the technology, as you can hear us, we're coming in pretty clear.
Yep.
It's always fun to think about live streaming because one of the first times we actually got to test it, we were actually in a conference environment. And it was because John was at home because he just had a new baby and he was calling into the live stream while I had the live stream going on my phone. So I was able to walk him around to all of the different booths that were going on. I got to connect him with some of the different microphone manufacturers that were there. And it was really fun to, you know, see it then, us testing it to see how well it would work in that kind of environment, to seeing how live streaming has kind of exploded to what it is today.
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, it's just something where, like, the technology that we're all using, did we ever think, like, growing up that we'd be able to do this?
<You know? laughs> It's pretty crazy to think about. Yeah,
I know it is. It's one of those things where sometimes you just have to take a step back and be like, okay, you know, how cool is this? We get to connect, like, and record and live stream and record the live stream directly from the Podbean app. It's just, I mean, you know,
it's so funny because I actually have a 1982 microcassette voice recorder, like the kind that you might have seen just like on TV or something like that. And it's literally mm-hmm. like three times the weight of my computer. And it uses microcassette. So it's like this little thing, but it takes this huge bulking thing to like record it. And it's like, I can only imagine how it would be for someone who actually like had to use that day to day to come about now to see that now we could just do everything like online. There's no need for like a recorder or anything like that. It's all just straight through your phone or straight through your computer.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, and what's great with us here at Podbean is that you can just directly upload it and it's a podcast episode. It's there for you. So, and you can see some of those episodes already here from How to Start a Podcast Live. Yesterday's program and Thursday's program is already up on the channel. So for everybody who missed any sessions, you can just jump in and re-listen. I mean, just the wealth of knowledge that we've had over the past 3 days has been incredible.
Yeah, and absolutely. Just to partner on that real quick, again, there's so many great guests that we've had. If for anybody who is either serious or even just starting to think about starting a podcast, or for some of our veteran podcasters or veteran live streamers, the wealth of knowledge from all of our different guests cannot be understated. You know, we've had just so many people. We've had Young and Profiting here. We've had James Cridlin from Pod News. Just those two people alone on top of every other person. I can't thank everybody enough for being part of it. And also, just again, there's so much that they bring to the table from different backgrounds, different experiences. So I would go ahead and just say, check out that content, continue to listen to it. And, you know, if you do have any questions about the content, always feel free to reach out to us and just continue to have fun with your live stream and really enjoy that content so you can continue to deliver and create your best content.
Yeah, absolutely. We do have a question. Thank you. Where do we go to listen again? Just here on this channel. So if you're on the Podbean app, you just want to follow the How to Start a Podcast channel. Can we save the chat questions after the live stream event? No, that's not an option. So if you do have any questions, pop them in now, and then we can address them here. And I think we have a couple of minutes, but speaking of highlights of the event, John, is it time?
Oh, it is time. It is absolutely time to
drum roll, please. Ronnie, do you have a drum roll?
No. So I have so many instruments. I have a concertina, I have a flute, I have a trumpet, I have a clarinet, I don't have a drum. But I do have one question. Is it too late for me to call preemptive dibs on the microphone?
Yes.
God, can't have anything in this house.
Sorry about that. This one's for the audience.
Okay, I guess I can share it with these guys.
So for everybody listening, we are talking about our giveaway where we've reached the pinnacle. We've reached the end of the event and we're so excited. John, I'm going to let you jump in here and take it away.
Oh, sure. Absolutely. Now, I'm going to tell you a little bit about this MV7 podcasting microphone from Shure. If you're familiar with SM7B, that is the go-to podcasting microphone that you see and hear on many of your favorite podcasts. This here takes it to the next level. There's a lot of great features on it. If you are a podcaster that has a giant setup and they have an interface, you can plug in the microphone there. If you're a podcaster that is plugging in via USB to a phone or to a computer, that's awesome. You can use the MV7 for that as well. It's got a lot of different features. It has voice isolation technology. You have real-time headphone monitoring on it. You can go ahead and create, there's actually an app that's built into it too that allows you to control compression and control the EQ and a lot of great things on it. Really, what I'm saying is it's your go-to microphone for all of your podcasting needs. My personal experience with it is I'm definitely a fan of this microphone, and there have been a few interviews we've done for our Podcasting Smarter interview series and channel. With that, some of the guests that have used the MV7, there has not really needed to be any editing done to their voice. All of it is basically just delivered, ready to go. So I cannot speak enough good about the MV7. Yeah, it's a really great microphone. So I'm excited to go ahead and get this to one of our live stream attendees today.
All right. So we do have a question. So I think what we're going to do is we're going to pose our question here to you guys. And the first person, do we want to say the first or do we want to give a specific number?
I will say let's say the first person. Yeah, I think
that's okay. So I think the first person who replies with the answer is going to win the mic. So we're pretty excited about this. Ronnie, do you want to do the honors and read our quiz question? MV7 mic?
I would love to. All right. So over the course of our live streaming panel, we have talked about the different ways that you can live stream your podcast. So what are the three places that you can host your live stream from? All right, so we're looking for three answers. Podbean is great, but places on Podbean. Oh, one person has some of it.
Okay, we're seeing a lot of generals. Do we want to give a clue?
Sure, absolutely. So Podbean is absolutely the place that you can host the live stream. But what are the three different kinds of devices that you can use to host your live stream?
And here's a hint, two of them are similar. It's just the differences in operating system.
Yep.
Oh, we've got it.
There we go. Look at that.
All right.
Look at that. Planet ADHD for the win. Android, iOS, and computer. Well done.
Beautiful. Congratulations.
Congratulations. John, can you just drop your email in the chat and then Planet ADHD will connect to you directly for your prize for the Shure MV7 microphone, which, I mean, John, I think like it's the perfect end to how to start a podcast, because how could you not start another podcast with this microphone?
Absolutely. You're going to love this microphone. Hopefully you love it as much as I do, but I'm so happy that you are the winner here of the Shure MV7 podcasting microphone. So congratulations, enjoy it. And I can't wait to hear some of the best work that you create using the microphone.
Absolutely. Congratulations, Planet ADHD. And thank you so much, John and Ronnie, for the session. This has been a real treat because we've been live streaming the whole event. So now everyone has really had a chance to just, you know, really learn the benefits and the nuances of live stream and Podbean Live and what we're able to do with the platform here. So I'm going to read our brief outro and then we'll hand it off to you guys to walk us out. So thank you everyone for joining us for this live stream, live streaming your podcast with John and Ronnie from the Podbean team. If you joined late or you want to have another listen to our amazing podcasters and experts, you can replay this panel on the How to Start a Podcast Live channel here. How to Start a Podcast Live is a live streamed event with sessions just like this one, featuring top podcasters and podcast experts from around the world, together here on our live stream platform, Podbean Live, as we dive into production, promotion, editing, audience growth, live streaming, and more. As this is the last session, if you missed any sessions or want to re-listen, which we highly recommend because there were so many strategies and perspectives and expertise, you can replay any of the panels on the How to Start a Podcast Live podcast channel here and download the Podbean app and follow the channel to receive notifications in real time if we do go live again on this channel and about all the live streams and replays from the week. How to Start a Podcast Live is brought to you by Podbean. We're a podcast hosting and monetizing platform and home to over 500,000 podcasts. And you can easily start a podcast at podbean.com or from our app within minutes. We offer something for every podcaster and show, with options ranging from a free account to multiple show hosting to our enterprise platform for businesses, along with various podcast creation, monetization, and engagement tools. Head over to podbean.com to start your podcast today. And if you use the code PODNOW, you'll get your first 30 days for free. That's PODNOW to get your first 30 days of hosting for free. And thank you all for joining us for How to Start a Podcast Live.
Absolutely. Thanks once again, everybody, for joining us. It's been really cool to be part of this live stream. It's been really cool to host these live streams. And hopefully you all get a lot out of all the content that you heard this week. Feel free to reach out to us as well. Thank you for listening here and have a great weekend.
Bye, everybody. Stay safe and happy podcasting.
Happy podcasting, everybody. Thanks for joining us.